AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On the final day of the year, the Dow and the S&P 500 posted record highs. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
In a day not reflective of the turbulent year, the S&P, Dow, and the Nasdaq wavered between small gains and losses before all finishing the trading session in positive territory. The S&P gained 24 to a record 3,756, finishing up more than 16% for the year. The Dow added 197 points on the day, closing at a record 30,606. And powered by big tech stocks, the Nasdaq Composite closed out the year with a 43.6% gain. But as for the overall economy, and particularly the job market, PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says it could be a slow start for 2021.
But I do think that by the spring, things will be getting better, that we'll have more people vaccinated, that people will feel more comfortable going out.
I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump delivered a year-end message on Twitter praising his work on the coronavirus.
Over and over again, we were told it would be impossible to deliver a vaccine by the end of the year. All of the experts said, absolutely unthinkable. Trump is exaggerating. It can't happen. And we did it.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says the rollout of the vaccine has been slow.
Hopefully, as you get into the first couple of weeks in January, the gaining of momentum will get us to the point where we want to be.
Fauci was on NBC's Today Show. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to deliver 1 million vaccines in January.
This city can do it. The amazing healthcare professionals of this city are ready. We're going to set up new sites all over the city.
California surpassed 25,000 coronavirus deaths. Officials in upstate New York say 9 nuns at a convent have died of causes related to the coronavirus in just over a month. This is AP News. 2020 brought devastating loss of life. The AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
The pandemic took the lives of more than 345,000 Americans in 2020, and there were notables who died from various circumstances. But funerals and memorials were limited, postponed, or held online. In 2020, we lost Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I'll do the very best I can in this job.
Civil rights icon Congressman John Lewis.
The scars of racism are still deeply embedded in our society.
Basketball great Kobe Bryant, rock guitarist Eddie Van Halen, Little Richard, Sean Connery, Alex Trebek, and actor Chadwick Boseman, who died of cancer at the age of 43. Also gone, Kenny Rogers, Regis Philbin, Olivia de Havilland, and musician John Prine, who died of COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.